गुड आफ्टरनून सर। हेलो।
हेलो
यस सर, सो टुडे एक्चुअली आई एम डूइंग श्री गणेश, आई एम स्टार्टिंग पॉडकास्ट एंड द नेम ऑफ द पॉडकास्ट इज पर्पज पंडित। बेसिकली सर, द पर्पज इज बेसिकली टू हेल्प द यंगस्टर्स फाइंड देयर लाइफ पर्पज एंड हेल्प देम टू लिव ए वेरी मीनिंगफुल एंड पर्पजफुल लाइफ।
या
ओके सर, I need your blessings and
yes, sir. My blessings are always with you. The condition is that.
Thank you, sir. Great, sir. And for starting this, I think I searched the whole of India, even overseas also. I have people from all over the world in my friend circle. I have visited also, but I don't find any person to be more suitable, more appropriate than you. Because you have worked for more than 60 years in the field of public service and doing a lot of activities across the countries, across continents, almost more than 28 countries. And you have touched the lives of millions of people. Almost 5 million you are going to complete shortly.
Yeah.
Great, sir. So for the sake of audience, sir, I just want to introduce the audience. Basically, I just want to tell them about you, sir. You are a very great person. And starting from mid-1960s, you have been serving the cause of humanity, doing a lot of service, and for that you got recognition. Close to almost 1,000 awards, plus you have almost 57 fellowships, 63 plus doctorates, and many more in the line. And this is all due to your total devotion, campaign Vijay, and a lot of other activities, because you have been totally devoted to the cause of humanity. That's really great, sir. I appreciate. And on behalf of the whole public, really, I congratulate and appreciate. I take your blessings.
Yeah, sure.
Great, sir. Thank you, sir. So now I'm just starting the episode. The main purpose, basically, how I came up with this central idea, I did survey and I studied during my study in US and other places also. I found close to almost 2/3 of the people do not have any major life purpose. If I ask them, and if you see the study, even a lot of studies are conducted there. One of the latest study in US found that out of 3 people, 2 do not know what is their major purpose in life.
Yeah, correct.
I think your experience, what is your experience in this regard when you interact with the people?
So, first thing is life. You have to be quoted.
Correct. Aapka bhi experience aisa hi raha hoga na, jaisa mera hai sir.
Haan ji, self-supported. You have to support the family. But the people, they don't have the future planning. That is the thing. And one has to struggle to get to achieve anything. There may be many hurdles in the life. The routine to do the same work, you may be graduate in maybe MBA or engineering or medical or this thing. First you think, one thing is there, you should be the perfect in your work.
Yes, sir.
Perfect in work. And you have to study a lot, not only the from the textbook, you can get a lot of lessons from the daily life. You can, on the street also, you can get a good lesson how to do the work. So you have to keep open the eyes. So I have not read many books, but I read the people, what they want. And one thing is there with younger generation, they are very intelligent.
Yes,
no
sir.
Doubt. No doubt.
Yes, sir.
But there are some lacking. In Sanskrit we say sanskar. Actually, they're lacking. What our previous generation, who used to good teaching, how to behave with the public, how to respect the others. This is something is lacking now, what I feel personally. So you should regard your teachers, respect your teachers, family members, and those who are the good people, you respect them and you appreciate the people if he is a subordinate also. It is an appreciation. You really need appreciation.
Correct.
And that will help you to build up your career. Suppose you are working in some office or anything. You do good work. But if your subordinate sometimes do the mistake or anything, and if you tell them you will fire them, actually it will disturb completely. So the one thing there, if he has done the any mistake, ask him to come alone. And you tell them that I feel this is my, you have done the mistake, he will improve. Otherwise, there will be a lot of opposition from your colleagues. So your excess, your aim, what you are going to be achieve, it will not be achieved. You take all your colleagues, friend together, and you will get a successful in your life. And great, one thing is the financial things. You have to earn a lot of money for your, maybe from for yourself, your family, and for your future life.
Yes,
but sir. You should do, say in Indian tradition, most of the religions, they tell, whatever you are earning, that is 10% and 20% you have to take this back to the public for charity.
Yeah, concept of dana, charity.
No, dana. Maybe in education you do the dana, in any field.
Yes.
So you will be more happy.
Yeah, that's a great actually advice. That's why I said in the beginning, because there cannot be any better person than you in terms of life experiences, because you have almost 8 decades of learned and earned wisdom, which is really immense. It can be of great use, and youngsters can take a lot of benefit out of this wisdom. Thank you very much, sir, for this. What you said, you rightly said, and I am also trying in this, because I have started my mission of educating and empowering youngsters with my writings, with the coaching, mentoring and all this. And this podcast, basically Purpose Pandits, basically if they are living the life of purpose, then they will be happy, healthy, prosperous. The country will be happy, their family will be happy, and they will live the life of purpose and meaning and significance. So that will be a great thing. And I have, like what you advise, sir, I have actually included all these aspects, because it is based on the Discover framework. So D is basically discover your life purpose and design your life.
Yeah.
And dream big. Okay, that is the D. Then I is for income, investment and lifestyle goals. Because if there is no good income, then lifestyle will be like a fakely, they may show something. But they will not be very strong base, because income is required for doing charity for doing home activity. And S is basically for spiritual grounding, spirituality, self-development, education, and personal development. As you rightly said, because education is not only the schooling. People don't understand. Schooling is only a small part of education. It is a lifelong learning. Education is... We can learn from anybody, whether he is younger or he is older, he is from any particular nation, any particular profession, industry, from anywhere and everywhere we can learn.
Yes, sir.
So, S is for that, and C is for contribution to family, community and society. C is for charity. And O is for optimal health, fitness, vitality and longevity. Physical fitness has to be there. Otherwise, whatever we do, it will be difficult to do, and we will not be able to enjoy the fruit of life. Do you agree, sir?
Yeah, sure. This is my life experience.
Yeah. And the V is for victory over mind and emotions. Many a times, people are physically fit. They are doing gym and all that. But when some incident happens, like COVID happened and all this, because of their emotional strength being weak, the emotional quotient is weak. And they do not have the victory over their mind and emotions. You know, sometimes their thoughts and emotions actually take them in wrong direction. And you might, as you know, sir, a lot of cases happen.
Say 30 years back, I had a cancer patient. I done the surgery.
Yes,
sir. I was very serious. But I taken a decision, I'm going to live more time. Even the doctor say it is not possible. 30 years, I'm enjoying the life.
Yes,
and I am enjoying the life, because I earn money, And I give the whatever more charitable word. Mm-hmm. You know, so you told me the number of places I go, and there are the blessings of the people, and you learn from anything.
Correct.
I'll tell you one example. About a D addiction. I had been to the one place, a very small place, and okay. I told that their children were sitting. You should because I'm dentist. I'm telling them clean your teeth, clean your home and surrounding. And I told the same time, if your parents are having any bad habits, you have to stop it.
Correct.
You're surprised. I said, well, you can do the Gandhigiri. And surprised the girl, after about 12 years, the father was addicted many, many years. She left it. And I got a letter from her that my father has left it. And you're surprised, after 10 years, I got one letter from her, uncle and auntie, you had to come for marriage. See, what the children can do it.
Yeah, that's a really, wow, wonderful. That's great. It's a great achievement because of the children. If de-addiction can happen, if anybody addicted for years, if he can leave, that particular habit of and addiction, then that's a really great achievement, sir. And I think you have hundreds of such stories. Correct.
Yeah, I'll tell you one other story.
Yes, sir.
Abdul Kalam, one day he told that every student should plant tree in the school.
Yeah.
Every student, he should plant the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I was then when he declared that, I had been to the one school, you know, and the high school, but their teachers were busy. So I gone to the one primary school. And I was talking with the primary school children. I said, we are doing Vrikshadhinj in Sangli awareness campaign. I told you, protect the trees. If somebody is cutting the tree, you should strongly oppose it. You have to do the watering and all this thing, you know, how to say water and this thing.
Correct.
Then I told, asked that girl, say, we are planting the trees. And this president of India, he said, you have to plant the tree at your home, school.
Yes.
Is it possible, I told? Say, none of the
absolutely.
School in the country, it has got a number of students they can plant the tree. Even not the number of school teachers, you know. It is not sufficient place. Go all over, right from Himalaya to Kanyakumari and Andaman Nicobar, everywhere. You don't have space. I had asked the student, how you can do the work? He has given the message. How what you can do? That girl, I'll tell you she was about fifth standard girl from backward class, and she said, "Uncle, we can have a tulsi plant at home."
Oh, great, great idea.
Sir, it is easily possible. And when I met her president, I was happened to meet after that. I told him, he has given me about a few minutes time, and I was talking, I had given my report to him, and I had done a lot of mistakes. I'm not all good in English. I said, I'll give the fair copy. He said, no. I was sitting in his study room, and exceptionally. Generally, the president, they don't take the study room. And I was alone, we were discussing together. And then during the discussion, I said, sorry, sir, excuse me, you have given this message, but you have given the message is good. But the student feel they cannot do this work. He told, what is your idea? I said, I had been to the one school, and that girl, she told, we can have a tulsi tree as a plant at home. So it will be religious thing, it will have good oxygen. If you eat a few leaves, you will be healthy. I said, they will be happy. And then I told them, it is tulsi. And I said, if it is a Muslim, he can have a sabja. Same tulsi, you know. So this is the examples, you know. The simple, the children, they can teach you everything.
Because children, actually, they are very creative and they are very accepting also if any new idea is there. If they find it useful, definitely they are going to do. And even in the case of Prime Minister of India, Mr. Narendra Modi's mission of clean and green India and cleaning and hygiene and all that. It is the children who have taken the great initiatives and they have brought about a lot of improvement. And thank God, before COVID, this all happened for last 4 or 5 years we are doing. That's why during the COVID onset, this has been a, like a boon because people were already used to the having focus on hygiene, cleanliness and all that. This greatly has been minimizing the casualties during this COVID infection. I think as a doctor, I think you know this very well and you will agree this has been a great boon and it has helped us a great extent. You agree, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, great, sir. So I was talking of victory over mind and emotions. What happens sometimes because of our emotional disturbance, the same event, I can give another meaning, you can give one constructive meaning, some child or maybe some youngsters can give some negative meaning. So actually meaning doesn't lie in the event, usually it lies the way we interpret. Our subconscious mind, our habits and all that affect the meaning. Then the E is for entrepreneurship, enterprising spirit, business and career. And the last one is the R. R is for relationship, relationship with the self, oneself, relationship with the family, with the spouse, with children, with neighbors, with society, even with the pet, animals and relationship with the nature, with the colleagues, all that human beings and with the nature also.
Yeah, correct.
Because we should not exploit the nature. We can explore, we can utilize, we can milch. But undue exploitation actually is leading to a lot of ecological disasters.
Yes.
And your effort also in tree plantation and Vijay campaign, all that, I think that has helped educating millions of people with regard to what is the importance of ecology. Because economy cannot survive without the ecology. So if the ecology is good, then economy will survive. Otherwise, today we may see the progress, but tomorrow there will be disasters, you know, there will be volcanoes, there can be other natural disasters which are called natural, but actually we will cause. So artificially it will be induced, but it will be the disaster for us all. You agree or not?
We are talking about ecology, the trees.
Yes,
sir. Most of our gurus, maybe Jain gurus, they got a good extreme knowledge. What
sir.
It is under a tree only.
Correct.
That is the relation.
Even the Bodhi tree and all that trees are famous.
In my community, everybody has got a knowledge from particular tree. So, it has got a relation, what you have told, the relation with the ecology and nature.
Nature, yes, sir. Because it affects, because we can transfer positive energy in the universe, you know, and from the trees we get a lot of energy. Even our food and all that, that also comes from the vegetation, from the tree. Primary source of our food is also there. Because air, water and whatever food we have, so trees provide good air, trees provide us food also, because plantation, vegetation is the source of food for us, for all animals, you know, humans as well as animals also.
And
the trees also provide us good air, because if there are a lot of trees, then we get fresh air. And the fresh air is very, very good, I mean, for our health. You agree,
sir? It's a life cycle, living life cycle.
Yes, it is a life cycle, correct. You rightly said. That is the technical word, life cycle. And I have actually introduced the power system of health there. So in that, all this is there. Power, basically, P is for physical exercise and all that. So, like that in system, S is for the sunlight and all that in the open. So, all that comprehensive system is taken care of. And why I named it Discover, basically one has to discover the purpose. Then one has to actually dream big and live the purpose in life. Because actions are also required. Mere daydreaming is of no use. You agree, sir, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So, we have to dream big and do big also. Yes, sir.
We have to keep the dream. It's not be fulfilled, but you have to try yourself.
Yes.
Say, I had a dream first, I should do work in my state. Then I had a dream that I should go to the all states of the country, Union Territory. Now I got a this thing, I just won about half a district of this thing. But in the future, I feel, I pray God I should go to every district. It is not possible to go every place. So you have to keep the dream. And
yes,
you are living best.
That's great. You are a great example. Your inspiration can be a great inspiration for millions of youth in India. Not only in India, across the globe, because you are a living example, sir. And you are in your early 80s, but despite all this, you are not thinking of you are maintaining good health. You are trying to balance and harmonize all aspects. And more than half of your time, you are devoting to the society and to the public service. That's really wonderful and really awesome, sir. It's a big salute to you.
An example, we used to go to the London for education, you know.
Yes, sir.
For higher education.
Yeah,
I have. 2 years back, I had been to London University. I had an appointment with the Vice Chancellor. Some of my NRIs, they took me to there.
Okay, great.
So they had given me about 10-15 minutes time. And I was discussing about what I am doing, the environment, health, and this thing. Mm-hmm. About health, oral health also.
Mm-hmm.
So in the oral health, I written that if I got some irregular teeth, if I teeth are coming in front. Mm. So how you can prevent it? So in that story, I'll tell you, I was telling that if somebody is doing thumb sucking, the children, the teeth will come out. Okay. They'll come forward. Mm. And you're surprised that Vice Chancellor asked me, how you can prevent it? Mm. I said, it's very simple. There is no medicine. Mm. One thing is there, suppose there is a Bharati girl, I will ask all of her friends, if she comes in front of you, you do the thumb sucking. Say, you make her chido, what I don't know the proper word. It will reflect. And she will stop after 10-15 days, you know, without medicine.
Yes, yes. So that's a great thing, you know, because when you exchange such ideas, then immense benefit happens to other people. Because sometimes we assume.
A story. A story. It is an idea.
Yes,
I said, why you are asking? I said, my two granddaughter and grandson, they are under this problem. And I have to spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You are surprised what is the literature I have given to her about oral health and environment.
Mm-hmm.
She asked some other professor, a particular department people, and she said, this you forward to all university students. And he said, you're surprised, she forwarded in the world under that 60,000 students within a few minutes, you know. I was lucky.
That's a really great thing, you know.
Yeah.
So you have done the wonderful thing, and a lot of actually contribution you have made across the globe, you know, because you have visited more than 28 countries, and wherever your services are required, you have not actually agitated in going there. Despite there being a lot of other challenges, and because of your age factor also, now you are in early 80s, but your energy and focus and enthusiasm is just like any teen, you know, like any teenage boy, you know, so that is really great. And what I find, I think you will also agree, I just want to take your perspective. Because when you know your purpose in life, major purpose, then all other goals and targets also align with that purpose. And if you lead a comprehensive life, like I have given in the book, How Youth Can Win, that is the title I have given. Because they say, when you do all these things, that you feel you have won every aspect of life. So it's like a winning, it is like a success, you know. Then I think, you get the direction also, and then you can track also how much is the progress. Because some goals, like you rightly said, can be beyond your life also. If you want to impact the whole world, maybe you can impact 40%, 50%, but when the people go from the world, but their mission continues.
Yeah.
Like what Mr. If you see, this Tata Group was started by Nusarwanji Jamshedji Tata. But their mission is continuing, though he has left the world, but he is alive in the mission and in the vision of the group, and that will continue. Likewise, Mother Teresa, she has done great work, you know. She left the universe, I mean, she left the world, but universe is still recognizing the great work, and that is continuing. So there are many such missions which will have the lifetime, beyond the lifetime of the person, you know. correct, sir? So,
yeah, I'll tell you about Mother Teresa. In 1995, I met her.
Okay,
where
great, sir.
But I won. And when I got and met her, you're surprised. I was telling the stories how I can, from the children, how we can go to the society. She appreciated my work. She called all the teachers and they were listening.
Yeah.
She really appreciated and she has given me the cross, you know.
Awesome.
Even though she is so knowledgeable, but she has appreciated a very small boy person from India corner. She appreciated. That
yes.
is the greatness of Mother Teresa.
That was her, really, that was the greatness, and that greatness actually continues to live. Though physically she has left the world, but the great work and the great activities what she started is continuing, like missionaries of charity and other work is continuing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And other thing is regarding that particular, if you see that soul, because she was totally positive and she was a growth oriented, like there are two kind of people you must have seen, like some are like a fixed mindset, some are growth mindset. And anybody who has the growth mindset will listen others' idea, appreciate the other person, give the credit to other person, and will motivate and encourage and inspire the other person to do great things.
That is very important.
That has been the hallmark of all great leaders, including Mahatma Gandhi also used to do the same. And Mother Teresa also, she was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And you are, and I am thankful that you have given the time and you are sharing your wisdom. You are also actually, sir, one of that kind only, because you are motivating millions of people. You have touched almost 5 million lives directly or indirectly, and then you have done a lot of work across the countries, whole of India. You have covered almost over 30 states and all union territories and all this.
It is in my genes. My grandfather, he worked with Mahatma Gandhi 100 years back, you know. And we are the same tradition we are doing.
Oh, freedom fighters, correct.
Freedom fighter, and after freedom movement, they work for refugees, for Harijan Seva, Sarodaya. And this is the same genes I am doing the work. I am nothing doing extraordinary.
That's your actually humility, sir. Though you are doing a lot of activity, you are keeping engaged. And always, whatever you earn also, because you don't take money from others and you have not taken any aid from the government or other institutions, rather, whatever you earn from there, you save and you do the contribution.
I can save a lot of money. I got an Alto car. I am not expired. I don't know what is the cost of Mercedes. I'm happy. I'm saving the money and spend for this thing.
Correct. You are living simple life, but you are living very ideal.
But I got happiness in the life, you know.
Correct, sir. Because you are actually, your life is actually other focus, you know, not self-centered. It is centered on the welfare of others, you know.
Yeah.
It is like one is the inner focus, one is the outer focus. Your life basically, whatever is there inside you, you are giving to the humanity. That's a great thing, because I have seen when I visited there, your place, you are driving a small car. But then you said, because I am not getting the same kind of, I will not get that kind of happiness in Mercedes, but whatever is the money of Mercedes, I will pass on to the poor and needy people. I will do the great social work. There they will be happy and I am happy in this.
Yeah, correct.
That is a great philosophy, because you are not only inspiring and telling, you are living it practically in your life. So that's a great, because see, I did not see the Mahatma Gandhi, but and even Mother Teresa, I could not meet. I could have met, but I couldn't meet in my lifetime. But you are such a personality who is a reflection of such great souls, actually.
Yeah.
And it's my actually great luck, or maybe whatever is the blessings of the universe, that I got your blessings, your mentorship. And I am really grateful and happy to the universe and to you also, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's because, and see, like you said, Sarvodaya, because when I visited, I saw one picture in which you were with Mr. Sri Vinoba Bhave ji. Picture. I remember that.
My sister, she was with about 6 months at a Padayatra with Vinoba Bhave.
That's really great.
Yeah.
And now coming one specific question to you, because whatever job, whatever great work and contribution to the humanity you have done, it can be made not only a Bollywood movie, it can be made a big blockbuster Hollywood movie also, you know.
I didn't know.
No, I am thinking of that kind, because I have some contacts and connections also. So your story, like it can be put in the framework. And then we can advance, because this will give lot of knowledge, lot of inspiration to the youngsters, you know, the young generation, because they are looking for the meaning in life, purpose in life, hope. They have lot of intelligence, but because of emotional issues, sometimes because lack of guidance, and many times it is happening, lack of guidance is one thing, but lack of purpose is another. Yes, many of them are self-centered. But self-centeredness cannot give the happiness. Happiness always comes, long-lasting happiness, spiritual happiness, when you are spiritually grounded and when we are actually doing service to the humanity, to others, you know. That's really great. Okay, sir. So, I will ask one or two questions very specific to you. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Suppose you are addressing the whole world, no?
Yeah.
Or you are in one of the biggest stadium or one of the biggest grounds where the whole world is actually assembled, you know, or the maximum people are assembled from the all across the globe. What would be, and you are asked only to speak for 1 minute and tell the message to them, you know, regarding your life experience or advice and all. So what would be your advice to them?
Sir, I came from ordinary school, a municipal school. But I had a good teacher. There are very good political people, social workers, religious background. And I'll tell you, when I done the graduation in dentistry, I never imagined how I can do any work for the, or only for the society. But I'll tell you, I got an opportunity, and every opportunity I took it a chance. I had many hurdles in my life, many setbacks in my life, but I just forgotten. And what I'm telling, if you are from any field also, you can do lot of work, not only in the profession, but you can do anything else. You can do the for blood donation, you can for the environment, you can do the work. It doesn't require any special agency or this thing. You can change the world. I think you had it. Recently, one example from one neighboring country, we had a joint venture, you know. First, I thought whether I can talk on this thing. I said, we will not ask for which country we are being, but what we want is peace. So, our problems are the same. Since to save the air pollution, water pollution, and so many things. These are the common things, and we can make together. Maybe you should not have any higher post. Anybody can do it. I think every individual, if he decides he has got some moral duty to the society, I think all can be changed.
Great, sir. Great message. And as you said, like, looking back only, like Steve Jobs used to say, you can connect the dots. When you were the graduate, you could have not imagined in the 60s that you will do such a great work and you will actually travel to such a long social contribution journey. But today, if you look back, and you will have a lot of happiness and satisfaction. And millions others also actually have derived a lot of benefit out of that, and they are also happy. So I think more than what you earn, and what you actually get the satisfaction out of it, because you have contributed to millions of lives, you know, and families, their families also, you know. So it's a really great thing, correct? And as you said, because I think you are the karma yogi, jnana yogi, karma yogi, bhakti yogi all combined. Because not only you learned, you implemented, you practiced that, implemented in life. I think when you said one should be action oriented, and one should dream big and do big. That's what is your message. And that's a really great message for the young generation, you know.
Yeah.
because they should have great dreams and big hope, and then big actions also, massive actions they have to take.
Yeah.
And sir, on this line, I have suggested inspired action steps and MAP. MAP is basically massive action process. Basically, they have to do the massive actions, you know. Mm-hmm. And you have practically shown and demonstrated in your life.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And one more question, very much relating to you. Suppose you are in your teenage now. What is your message to a teenage Dr. Vijay Kumar, sir? Of course, that time he is not a doctor. He is in teenage, maybe 15, 16, 17. So, what would be your message to your younger self?
Say, at that age, I had a dream. You're surprised. Because at that age, I met Vinoba Bhave and Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. Okay. And then he gave me the message, do something. And he, when I was in the college, I always used to tell my friends, I'll be something extraordinary person. I will try to do it. And it is a possible answer. Every school, I'll tell you, if they decide that they are going to do something, he can be IS officer, he can be a scientist or they say, they have to dream. And everybody is student child. He has got intelligence, but he is not easy intelligence in a proper way. He is wasted. So if they think and they imagine, dream for this thing, dream, somebody will say, aap kya dekhte hai, aap kya banne wale? Why you bother? You can do whatever the possible thing. I had say I had a dream to visit all the states, all the districts. It may not be possible. Be happy, but you can do the something, you know. This big children, I tell you, they are extraordinary. I seen the children of this age. I'll give one example. One boy, he was not good in the study, but he had a very good handwriting, and he was a good artist. I tell you, he become a editor of one newspaper, and he has a fantastic photograph. This is, he had made a poster for me, about 100 all dental history. So this is the example. Other boy, he was not a good in study, but I'll tell you, he was coming from a very good family, but he was failed in the 9th standard, but he was in contact with me, with my brother. He came with me to the Anath Ashram's leprosy home. He came with me to Indra to meet the Bhave and this. He had experience of meeting the people, you know, from all grassroots to the upper elite. And you're surprised, the 9th standard boy, he was a repo driver in that one company. And afterwards, because of his intelligence, it was not education, he was not CA or a MBA. He became the manager in that company without any education. So this is the experience.
Yeah, correct. There are many such people who have done from ordinary life extraordinary work, but this is the age of social media influences and all that. People do little work, but they want to show off a lot more. You have done a lot of work, you know, even if we write 10 books also, and even if we produce 10 movies, that will also not be sufficient to cover the quantum of work you have done across the geographies, across the continents. That's really great, because this is the age of showbaji. There's a lot of show off. And I think you have been from the day one service oriented, because your attitude, your habits, all your dreams also were for the society, for the welfare, well-being of humanity, well-being of society, improvement in the social system, in the society, in the lives of others. That's really great, sir. And
I will tell you one example.
Yes, sir.
One person from Akashvani Kendra, no, he's pure. He used to come with me with his kid. At that time, he was the child was he was studying his 7th, 8th, 9th standard, you know. And he used to see my awards, you know. So he got inspiration, I'll tell you, from me. Really, And afterwards, he has become a master in the medicine, and he's in a very good job, you know. Yes, I told you that you are going to be something extraordinary.
Your inspiration, that's really wonderful. Your inspiration brought about a lot of change and he became MD. So that's what I am telling, because you are such a gem that you produce lot of, you are a factory of gems, you know, because you have produced lot of gems, but those are not highlighted. So I just want to actually make sure in the going forward, I will write some book and make some series or something so that it is highlighted and the youth get inspiration out of that. And as I see, there are 3-4 problems. This COVID is already is a challenge for the whole world. But even otherwise, before this also, like ecological problem, technological disruption and advancement, and nuclear disarmament and all kind of weapons. These are the major threats throughout the world. And this one nation cannot solve. Because this needs the youth across the globe to be empowered, to be educated. And everybody has to be united in this these kind of activities, because at this point of time, we have systems and we have the technical capabilities that we can speak to the whole world. Our message can go to the whole world. But at the same time, there is a risk also. Even if one or two people commit the blunders, then it is a risk for the whole world. Because now the powers are actually in the, even at the press of a finger, there can be disaster in several countries, you know. So that's why my mission is now, purpose punch is basically to find the right purpose. Have ethical, moral and legal grounding in whatever activity you do. We can earn a lot of money, but money is only basic satisfier of the needs. Because more than money, because there are 5 levels of needs as per the Abraham Maslow's hierarchy. And there is a topmost level is the spiritual level, you know. If somebody is spiritually grounded and he is working for the humanity, he will have a lot of happiness, health and everything. And he will actually spread that kind of ripple effect throughout the world. That's what I believe. So my this thing is not mercenary aim, mine is missionary aim, with the aim of mission. If you have the big mission, then money will follow. Money is not a great obstacle, or it should not be the prime object.
That is required.
Yeah, money is required for doing everything. So mission has to be there, then one has to earn money. Money will satisfy our own need as well as of others.
Yeah,
so I actually believe in abundance and prosperity mindset. I believe there is enough for the whole world, and everybody can have much more than one is having now. If only they dream big, do big, and help others also to achieve big in life.
Correct.
That is my aim. Because after achieving, after reaching, see, I am also reaching now 50 years, sir, of age, and I have worked for almost over 30 years. So now I have realized that this is the time to give in big way to the society, to the community.
Like you have to give back to the society what you have got.
Yes, sir. And I want to not only give back, I want to give forward also, even to other generations. Like your message is not only giving back to the society, even to giving forward to the society. So next generation is also getting inspiration from your message.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So that's really great. And today it is a short interaction. But like you have thousands of stories, and you have a lot of experience, and you have a lot of practical case studies, because you yourself have done a lot of activities, and a lot of transformations have happened, you know, because generally what happens, there is information passed to the person and then there is a slight change. But in your case, you could transform lives of millions of people, and rather millions of families. By doing de-addiction and by tree plantation, by involving teachers, students, and by implementing a lot of measures in the schools through governments in India as well as in overseas countries.
Since the because of the COVID period, last 2 years, I was very lucky to interact many channels on Zoom meeting. I came across to the world.
Yes, because that message helped a lot of millions of people.
People, I learned from them a lot. They have learned from my experience. This actually I enjoyed a lot, 2 years. I lost my financial thing, but I came across so many friends from different countries. They're one family, just as Vivekananda, what I say. That is, I got a big family, and they are working maybe in Pakistan. All the countries, they are working for me. The same ideas are there, and we can improve the world. So no problem. Yeah,
that's really great. Because in a view, see, one is the negative aspect of COVID, but other aspect is whatever technological change could have happened in 10 years has happened in few months. That is one thing. Second thing, COVID has been catalyst on many fronts. People are not having that much of focus, despite Prime Minister of India requesting the people of the country for cleanliness, hygiene, all those aspects, and like cleaning, keeping the clean toilets and all those kind of basic hygiene. But after COVID, automatically people got safety conscious and their own personal hygiene and all that. So in a way, it has worked as a catalyst also for a lot of positive things.
Actually, we are assured that.
That's the thing. And people could connect internationally and globally online, because people were having limitation of physical connection earlier. And now that limitation is gone, because people are used to now, like we are interacting online now. And across the globe, we can talk to anybody. We can speak face to face on video calls. And that's a great catalyzer, and that's a great change which has happened. Though there have been a lot of losses, and really I feel sorry for them, because some of my own near contacts also lost the relatives and all that. That has been the sad part. But that's all almighty is this. We cannot do anything. But despite that all, there is a lot of resilience which is developed in the youth as well as in a lot of professionals. And companies also came to the rescue of the people. And this transformation is really going to actually pan out in a different way in next decade also.
The COVID has taught us so many things, how to keep our healthy body ourselves.
Yes, immunity.
We got a lesson.
Yes.
Maybe one lost our souls, this thing, that is a different thing. Mm-hmm. But we have learned the things.
Correct. Because we have to keep our immunity high. Otherwise, people are not aware of... or even if they were aware, they were not focused on the keeping good health and having good immunity. So this has actually taught a lot of lessons, which will benefit not only this generation, generations to come. Because this was such a kind of experience nobody has had in the lifetime. And it is totally unexpected. And this resilience is actually going to help in every walk of life, because unexpected things keep happening in life, no? Sometimes life is threatened, sometimes our livelihood is threatened, sometimes other unexpected things happen, you know.
So we cannot.
But the resilience, the way we respond to that, that's the hope for the humanity. This time also, whole humanity came together, we all worked together.
Everybody has come together.
Yes, and people like you who had a lot of experience in different arena, plus being a doctor, you have guided millions of people online and even otherwise through your interactions in different forum online. That has been really a great experience and a great catalyzer for bringing about the change in the whole world. And has helped the people in saving their lives and living, with the hope for the future. Now I think possibly it will subside, because people are actually taking precautions, and they have to keep taking precautions.
I think the third will not come.
It should not come, hopefully, because people are educated and now they understand the complications. So if they are actually wisely behaving, then it will not come.
Thank you,
sir. It's a really great honor for me to interview you. And this is the first podcast which I am going to, I will be loading this on this anchor also. And I am really blessed, and a lot of experience from the times of Gandhi and other people. Actually, through you, I can download, and I have been downloading frequently when I interact with you, when I meet you personally, when I came down to your place and home and all that. And looking forward, when this thing opens again with family, I will come there. Together we can spend good time. Your blessings are really going to be great for us and for the whole youth generation. Thank you, sir. And it's
Thank
really a great honor and awesome experience, and I am really blessed. Thank you. Thank you so much from the core of my heart, from my heart as well as on behalf of millions of youth.
Thank
Okay,
you.
sir. And definitely, I am very sure now they can be successful. How youth can win, and that is the philosophy, and they will definitely win in life.
Say, when I came from the one village, I got a lot of success. Definitely, anybody can get it, no problem.
If they can model just your spirit, the way you did, and I think millions of people, millions of youngsters can get the hope, and they can find the purpose of life. They can live the life of happiness, good health, and they can lead a life of healthy, happy, and wealthy ways of living. And plus, they can be, their parents can be proud, because they will do good to the family as well as to the humanity. Thank you, sir, for your wisdom and for your guidance as well as for your time also. Because time, focus time and time is very important, and it's really invaluable asset.
I'm lucky. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I am lucky actually to get your blessings. Once again, thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Pranam, sir. Namaste. Thank you very much, sir. Bye-bye.